under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Monday, January 22nd, 2024 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Roxanne Dufort. She's the chairwoman of the Mackinac County Republican Party. Good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, friend and patriot.
Yes, ma'am. And I want to let you know that you and I spoke over the weekend, and we have figured out the logistics of getting the books and the guides for the upcoming class on Saturday, February 3rd, that you're hosting for us up there at the Little Bear Arena in St. Ignace. And we've been able to hopefully be able to push the deadline back. We've extended it to this Friday, January 26th at 5 o'clock, so people can still, you know, order the tickets, they can register for the event. We can still get the books, the guides, get everything there for the event. But I wanted to have you on too, because you guys collectively through the Mackinac County Republican Party and a lot of your fellow patriots there, you guys have been reaching out and have actually expanded this event. It's not just going to be a class that ends at 1:30 there at the Little Bear Arena.
That's correct, Randy. And this is incredible. I got to give the credit where credit's due. It's the Lord. The Lord said, you know what? There's some people that want to learn about Robert's Rules. They're ready to know their rights, and they want to know more about the Michigan State Constitution. But there's also others out there that just they need to be surrounded by like-minded folks, and they need to know that things are well. Even though there's a lot of chaos going on, we need to rise above that. And so the Mackinac County Republicans are going to, after your awesome event, Randy, at 1:30, we're going to open up the Little Bear Arena where we're meeting from 1:30 to 4 in the afternoon to the public, no cost. We're going to have some candidates there sharing information that will speak. We're going to have food, refreshments. We're going to have a silent auction. And if anybody's ever come to any of the Mackinac County Republican Party events, we have fun and we have awesome auctions. We've got so many donations. I think we're going to have to do giveaways again, folks. There'll be come and go as you please. Come and gather information, ask questions, find out about what's going on, what Mackinac County Republican Party is doing from 1:30 to 4. And after 4 o'clock, I'm hoping that I believe I have 3 to 5 county chairs in the upper northern Michigan and upper UP, the Congressional District 1 area. We're going to meet afterwards, and we're going to start planning our next event. I don't know which county it's going to be in, but it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and also announcement, there is actually a brand new chair that's been elected for the Chippewa County Republicans. You wanted to share that information with the folks up there in Chippewa County.
Yes, I love Chippewa County. I love where we are in the UP, and Chippewa County is strong and amazing. They've got great folks up there. Nothing against you guys, but when those Chippewa girls come into my event, I'm always the one, Chippewa's in the house. So they do have a new chair. You know, Jeff LaHeis, we know that, you know, he was great, and now he's so busy with his veterinary business, and he's blessing everybody, taking care of their animals, that he did step down. And you know what? The Lord brought us an amazing, amazing patriot. Her name is Kay Leisure. Kay, I hope I got your last name right, but she was newly elected. And
Excellent. Well, we're going to hold it right there. I want to get more into the new chair in Chippewa, Kay, and that discussion, but also some other things happening at this event. So stay through the break. We have Roxanne Duford in the house. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three, staying on through the break is Roxanne Duford, chairwoman of the Mackinac County Republican Party. And Roxanne, you were just introducing Chippewa County to the fact that they have a new chair up there. Tell us a little bit about the new chair for the Chippewa County Republican Party.
Wow, I've learned a lot about Kay. She, I believe, if I don't, I believe she has a doctor in front of her name. I believe she's got a doctorate or two in biblical studies. I may not have that correct, but
okay.
She also has a lot of good things that she is bringing into Chippewa County. Their first meeting, her first meeting is tonight, and she is rallying the Chippewa folks. They're going to start working on committees. They're going to also work with Mackinac County and other counties, help us with our events, and we're going to help Chippewa with their events. They've got a great group there, and she's starting out like hot out the gate, and she's excited, and she's very knowledgeable, and I believe she might even be attending your class, Randy. I let her know that we were able to extend the date, and she was very interested. She okay. knows how important Robert's Rules of Order is, so I just have such excitement for her, and I'm going to be working very closely with Kay.
Excellent. Do you know what time and where their meeting is tonight?
I apologize. I do not.
Okay. Do me a favor. When we get done at the bottom of the hour, if you could reach out to her and then text it back to me, and then I'll announce it in the last half hour so I can get all the Republicans and general public folks to come to it tonight. Now, one other thing that I think is kind of interesting – as you and your members of the Mackinac County GOP Republican Party, you guys went out and started talking to local businesses up there, getting donations of different things that they've asked you to be able to put up for silent auction and raise a little bit of money. But how has the general public and all the local businesses open in the wintertime here, how have they responded to you guys out there soliciting, you know, donations and different things for the event on February 3rd?
Randy, many of them are return sponsors and donators, and they're happy to see us doing this again. Mark Eby, Gustafson Smoked Fish and Beef Jerky, they, I believe, may be bringing samples for people to try. They have great items. David Goldtharp, Quality Inn, he's sponsoring. I believe the Pines, JR, may be sponsoring and providing samples as well. And what is so exciting is we want to help local businesses, and they are looking for our help. They're happy to see us come in and share their products, bring people into their businesses. And I'll just tell you something really cool that happened today. My husband and I have been working with the Curtis Fish Coop. It's an awesome event that's on February 17th, Saturday, here in Curtis. And the person running that is going to be donating two fish cut out of steel. And he's donating that to our silent auction. Well, I was here this morning getting ready for the radio show. My plumber, Scott, and his son were here working on our water filtration system, and he heard about it, and he said, well, I'm interested, and I think I might have picked up three new potential precinct delegates for my township. they're excited. They're like, where have you been? We've been looking for you, and I've been looking for you.
Right, absolutely. Well, it's interesting because as the chair of the Mackinac County Republicans, you're able to do the apportionment report, which is for delegates that are needed in Mackinac County. We still have a couple of tickets available. If somebody out there listening would like to attend the class without any cost, we got a donation for a couple tickets. Those are still available, but you have to live in Mackinac County. That's one thing I did put on there, that I want to make sure people are from Mackinac County that take advantage of the free class. But most importantly, you've got a lot of vacancies that you could fill at your next upcoming county convention on February the 15th. And you're not afraid to elevate folks and get them involved in the party and join the party, pay dues, and be part of it this year. But most importantly, they could, going forward, without being duly elected on the ballot in August, they could actually fill a lot of slots for you if they come to this class, this event.
Yes, Randy. So currently, right now, we are allotted 70 precinct delegates in my township, Portage Township. I love it here in Curtis Germfask area. I'm on the Big Manistique Lake. Portage has 8 seats. I am the only precinct delegate in my township, and I am so excited to get more involved. Once they realize the power that they have, and they have the power to change and correct the course that we are on, I believe I may have at least 2 or 3 to fill the remaining seats. Many of our existing precinct delegates are going to run again on the ballot. I will be elevating precinct delegates after our county convention held in St. Ignace at the Mackinac County Airport. It's right after our general meeting on Thursday, February 15th. It'll be at 7 o'clock. All of our precinct delegates will be there. We'll be voting on who is going down to state convention. It's important, folks. It's important. And together, we can combine resources. We can help each other afford the gas to get down to Detroit and get done what needs to get done. You will hear all about this if you come to our event on Saturday, February 3rd, St. Ignace, not far from when you cross the bridge. We want to just bless you with everything we possibly can. You will leave with much more hope and feeling like you are not alone in this battle.
Amen. And these precinct delegates that get elevated, they will be in the party and hearing all the folks that are going to go down to Detroit. The main reason for that, of course, is the Democrats moved the presidential election up to February 27th, where we're getting 16 delegates assigned there. But at the state convention, I believe it's March 2nd, these delegates that go down from Mackinac County and all 83 counties around the state, they will actually be participating in the presidential caucus / convention. That's where Roxanne, the state party, gets their other 39 delegates back. So Michigan will be fully represented in Milwaukee in the summer national convention. And like you say, people can be part of this process and understand better what's going on.
100%, Randy, it's going to be history making. Be part of history. Be able to tell your grandchildren what you did for them. And we're here to help. We just want to know, how can we help you get engaged? What do you need? We just want to be a good resource for anyone. So please keep in mind, our event is in Mackinac County. And yes, precinct delegates need to be living, a resident in Mackinac County, but our event is open to anyone. We want to see everyone across the UP, everyone across the whole state of Michigan. And Randy, can I just share a couple more things?
Sure.
I just found out that Todd Smallenberg will be attending our event.
Ah, excellent.
Josh Saul.
Oh, yeah, he's running for Congress. Yeah.
Carla Wagner, Axe My Tax, Tactical Civics, and I have spots open, so I've reached out to several other candidates, organizations that want to come, and we just ask that you provide a small giveaway or add something to our silent auction, but bring information so we can inform our neighbors and they can make good decisions. Information, knowledge is power.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I think is really important, and you mentioned it, Robert's Rules of Order, but also the Michigan State Constitution, because a lot of people don't realize what's actually in our state constitution. They don't know how they're violating our state constitution, and they need to hold these elected officials in Lansing, both state reps and state senators, accountable. And this is all part of the training. But one thing I think is really interesting is after the open public forum, from 1:30 to 4, you're going to sit down and talk with the other chairs that show up at the event from Northern Michigan. And I think it's important that we all kind of strategize and figure out exactly, you know, what needs to be done this year heading into this very, very important election.
Yes, Randy. So I will share at least 2, my secretary and Donna Dutcher, who's on my executive committee, so Kelly Giroux, they are attending your class for the second time, and I am so proud of them. Do you know at my last meeting, my secretary said, point of order, and my sergeant at arms, Lewis Hitz, Madam Chairwoman, And they are learning this from you, Randy. And it's so important that we understand and we learn this.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, you don't realize how these meetings are supposed to run. You don't realize, you know, that there is a specific way to run public meetings, school boards, county commissioners, how this is done even within the county parties. Like you always put out an agenda. You go over the agenda with the folks at the meeting. Everybody's engaged. It's a very productive meeting. And it's just amazing to me that so many people don't understand this process. And that's why we're hoping that a lot of folks show up and register. Again, folks, if you'd like the flyer, simply text me CLASS, and I'll send you the flyer as well as a link to the website. The website has been updated, Roxanne. If you go to AC Conservatives, it's plural, acconservatives.org. Follow the instructions to the letter. Make your donation, $49 for the book, the guide, the Michigan State Constitution, and you'll get all the information that you need to go forward to attend these meetings. And then if you're not interested in attending the class, or maybe, again, if you can't afford it, we have a couple of paid tickets for you folks in Mackinac County. Most importantly, 1:30, open it up to the general public and all this information. I know I've reached out to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She's running for U.S. Senate. She's going to see if she can break away from another commitment and possibly attend. And a lot of good folks, like you say, Todd Smallenberg running for the 106th, Josh Saul, he's running for Congress, going to primary challenge Congressman Jack Bergman. So we're excited to have all that stuff there available for you, Roxanne. We'll let you go. I appreciate it. Final thoughts you'd like to get into the show before I let you go today?
Final thoughts. We have not because we ask not. I need your help. And I'm going to put a challenge out there to Chippewa County. Let's see who can get Randy the information of where the meeting is tonight and what time it is, because I bet somebody's listening from Chippewa County that's going to be at that meeting that can get the information to Randy faster than I can. And that would help me out because my phone is lit up. People are calling and eager, want to join and want to help. I can't thank you enough, Randy. You are a blessing. Thank you for all you do. And thank you for helping us up here in Northern Michigan, the whole state of Michigan. We're taking it back. Red boxing glove, 1-2 punch. Here we come.
Absolutely. All right, Roxanne, we'll let you go. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. God bless.
So again, if anybody lives in Chippewa County, like Roxanne asked, if you can get me the information for the new chair of the Chippewa County Republican Party having their first organizational meeting tonight, text me the information here during the break, and we'll get that out to everybody and see if we can get some folks up in Chippewa County to come to it and become part of the party. I'm looking forward to meeting Kay. Hopefully she'll be able to attend the class. And lots of really great information. So hopefully you guys can get us that information. We'll be able to share it on the radio here before we go. I want to mention, too, real quick, one of our main sponsors, Little Traverse Disposal, the guys, hardworking guys over there in Harbor Springs. If you'd like to get them to pick up your trash, they have potentially a discount for you. They want to talk to you about it. 231-487-0780. Ask to speak to Arvin, and he'll talk to you about what they're willing to do as loyal listeners to this show, to this radio station. Again, 231-487-0780. If you didn't get the number, text me LTD, and I will text you back a clickable, dialable link. Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.